to the back of the discussion of respect, one thing that, one additional element that we seem to be bringing to the West about respect is symbols, in that symbols basically are robes, are goals, are a way we do things, because it's one thing for Westerners are, I think, more comfortable respecting an individual that they really admire, but then we're doing something beyond that. I wonder if you could speak about that.
Yeah.
I think it's it takes a while to get a feel for that, and to as one lays that foundation of training, and so you say like Ajahn Chah, treating your alms bowl as if in the same, giving it the same amount of respect that you would the Buddha's head, and particularly in a Thai culture, just anybody's head you don't mess with, and then it's something that you're respectful of their space and but then the Buddha's head is something even higher. That's a symbol of the living holy life. The robes and something that is. You go to Thailand nowadays, and there's billboards of cautioning people or asking people not to disrespect Buddha images, and either in terms of getting Buddha images and using them as furniture, and going to religious sites and crawling all over Buddhas and getting your selfies on your own while you're which it happens. But these are religious, and again, we just don't have that same background, and it isn't something you can just mandate, and you can't tell people to about it, but it's more like I think that's one of the reasons why having a monastery and a monastery environment that is well trained, and then there's a sense of maybe not respect, but maybe reverence that people feel toward something that, this is really well done. This is feels right somehow. It feels peaceful. It feels inspiring. And people do. So many people come and they say that, and they're, the cement workers, and the guys that come and work on the, they feel something, and they have a, it's something that is not ordinary, and so the symbols start to mean something because of the context, and they're helpful. It's helpful to have symbols. For me, it's like the longer I'm in the robes, the longer I'm in the practice, and actually the more kind of respect I feel for and care that I take around the symbols, and because it becomes increasingly meaningful. Whereas before, I mean, remember when I first, before I even, I remember going to one of the first times I went to, I was in Laos, in Luang Prabang, and there's this cave where the, these, all these Buddha images, and it was just a bunch of images, statues, I'm out of here. You know, and it just didn't have much of a feel for it at all. So it's just, well, you know, and that's pretty ordinary. So again, it's not something you can mandate, but it's something that one starts to see how it can be helpful. You know, it's like now if I travel somewhere and I'm not going to be in a monastery, then, well, even if I am, I've got an amulet that I take with me, but it's a reminder. Or if I'm going to be out of a monastery setting for some reason, I've got a little traveling Buddha shrine that I nicely set up. You know, do I need it? Not really. Do I like it? Yeah. You know, I find it's really, really helpful. You know, I've got something, you know, tangible that I bow to when I go to, you know, in the evening, I bow to in the morning when I do. You know, it's a helpful reminder. Now those are, they're not critical to my existence, but I find it helps to give a certain beauty of expression. And I think that's something that I can remember so often when Ajahn Chah would say criticize or correct us in our conduct. He wouldn't say, "Oh, it's wrong. You're bad." That's not beautiful. And then there's something about creating beauty in one's life that the monastic training and I think it really facilitates, it gives us an opportunity to create real beauty in the human existence of beautiful conduct, a beautiful shrine, a space that people can come into, and there's a beauty there that is oftentimes, you know, it's easy to forget that the human existence can be a really beautiful experience. And if we're focused on mundane, dreary things, then, you know, the life becomes mundane and dreary. But we can actually focus and train ourselves in qualities and things and do things in a very beautiful way it's really uplifting for the heart, and both for ourselves as well as for others. And it's I think it's not a small thing.